Ready when you are. I'm
ready.
Are
you interviewing me or are you interviewing
we
me?
We both.
I'm super ready.
You're just here for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to skip through the introduction and just go straight through
mm-hmm.
the interview. So thank you, Mike, for being with us. We would love to know your story behind MedicPet. And so take it away.
Yeah, definitely. So I appreciate being part of this program. I think it's a great opportunity for health tech companies to have an opportunity here in Netherlands to, you know, grow the business and accelerate through the Health Inc. and
mm-hmm.
Startup Bootcamp ecosystem. We are a Bucharest company, a
mm-hmm.
Romanian company based in Bucharest. And now being part of the program, we've formed our Dutch company as well. But we've been in business for about 2 years in Romania, from idea stage to prototyping to launching pilot programs in Bucharest with hospitals and trying to validate the market, validate the customer, do customer discovery, and then come up with a strategy to scale up MedicPad.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually has a history that goes even further back. So I moved to Romania about two years ago from the States. I lived in the States for almost 35 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have a 20-year background in engineering and global startups, entrepreneurship, built startups in India and Canada and Mexico. And most of my startups in the past have been very like tech-focused on
mm-hmm.
software, enterprise-grade software solutions. And I always sort of stayed away from the medical
mm-hmm.
field. I don't know why. I just never got into the med tech field.
Mm-hmm.
But with my knowledge in software, when I got to Romania, I saw that the Romanian healthcare system is scary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually scary. People still do things on paper. There's a lot of inefficiencies. In the States, we had tested iPads when the iPad first came out. We tested it as sort of a doctor tool, you know, a digital doctor tab, you know, like checkoff list kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that the medical field is a little bit open to innovation, but it has to be done right.
Yeah.
And so back to Romania, when I saw so many problems, I realized that this isn't a problem that's going away anytime soon.
Mm.
You know, we saw it in India, we saw it in the US, we saw it in Romania.
Mm.
And so we really tried to come up with a company and a viable solution, not just, you know, here's a tool, here's an iPad, you know, do you like it or not? We actually wanted to create some software that solves the most critical challenges in the healthcare workflow and job map.
And so what is your vision with MedicPad?
So right now at MedicPad, over the last 2 years, we've launched three core applications.
Uh-huh.
We looked at, you know, all the problem space, and we picked three core applications. The first one being MedicPad Clinic, which is solving challenges in the intake reception area.
Uh-huh.
You know, now with the coronavirus and things like this, you can see that when people have a medical need, if everybody comes in at once,
uh-huh.
you're not going to be able to manage that inflow of patients. So we're trying to create like self-service kiosks. Digital transformation in the paperwork that happens in the reception, like how do you check in for your appointment? How do you do like a mini triage? How do you help the person coming in, you know, find their way around in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like those kiosks that you see at the mall now, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can go
mm-hmm.
info center
mm-hmm.
and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. Self-check-in at the airport. So
right.
we're trying to put those innovations in the hospital
right.
section.
Right.
The second application is called MedicPad Patient, and that's for the patients at home. You know, the patient side, they can download our app, and that app provides things like medication tracking, reporting adverse reactions when you're taking medications. We even connect it to a really simple one-button touch Bluetooth, like wearable wristwatch thing. So that they can push that button when they need assistance. You know, like I push the button because I need to take my insulin. You know, maybe I'm old and I don't do my own insulin, so I push the button so the nurse can come, you know, take care of my needs. And the third application has to do with tracking nurse activity. So some of these large public hospitals, like huge campuses, for example, in Romania, one of the largest hospitals, they have you know, thousands of nurses on campus. It's a huge campus, multi-buildings, and it's really hard for them to track what all the nurses are doing. They're still operating on paper. And so by the time all that data comes back from paper, it can be 30 to 60 days out before management understands what the hell is happening.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous purpose. Because these nurses get burnt out and they get tired and they make mistakes. And that the management is not going to know the mistakes are being made until it's way too late. And so we designed this app where the nurses can install this app for free on their own devices, Android, iOS. And we put stickers, QR stickers, wherever there's a patient bedside. So the nurse shows up, they scan the code, and this tracks their activity, it tracks their location. It gives them a list of activities they have to perform for that patient, specific to that patient. You know, like give medication, I don't know, change the bed sheets, give them food, water, you know, things like that. And all of that activity is tracked digitally, automatically from the iPhone app. So there's no more paperwork. There's no more, you know, and basically that data gets submitted to the reporting dashboard almost instantly at the end of the day. So within like 24 to 48 hours, you can already tell if your nursing staff is making mistakes and is starting to show signs of burnout instead of 30, 60 days out. So these are the problem spaces that we analyzed and are trying to create like real, tangible, you know, applicable and easy to use solutions at MedicPad, focusing on these biggest resource, time, you know, and complexity, taking these things out of the equation.
Right. And what kind of technology is backing up this? Product that you are developing, or let's say it's already in market, right? So
yeah, so all of our apps are production ready. Everything is production ready. It's not a prototype anymore. It's production ready. We have apps in both Android App Store and iOS App Store for both iPad, iPhone, Android phones, Android tablets. You just search for MedicPad in the store.
It is ready.
Yeah, it is ready. And the backend services are all hosted in the cloud. We use both Microsoft and Azure cloud services, but we also have on-prem solutions. So our software database and you know, like web server management portal can be installed on a physical Blade server, you know, like a Dell or a Lenovo Blade server, and put into a server room on site on hospital. So it's all private data behind their own networks. It doesn't have to be in the cloud if they don't want cloud data for their patient data, since it's sensitive health information. Most hospitals are a little wary of going out into the cloud. And so we do have the whole suite of applications available on-prem, local installation as well, which we did in Bucharest for Medicover, the private hospital Medicover. We did an on-prem pilot program for 4 months in Bucharest to test this out.
Okay. Would you say that this is an an example of Internet of Things?
No. So it's not really Internet of Things. I mean, unless you want to consider the Bluetooth device and the phones and things like that, there are sort of devices connected to the internet that are helping, you know, move data back and forth. But we're not using like sensors. We're not monitoring vitals. We don't go into that space because we're just doing process optimization using software. So we're creating software that alleviates the complexity in current processes. With automation, with digital transformation. So it's more in that respect.
May I ask something? Will the hospitals, will they be your primary customers then?
Yes, so the hospital would essentially be the person that buys MedicPad software and then distributes it internally to nurses or, you know, gives the patient app to their patients. But our principal customer, which would sign the actual contract service agreement, would be a hospital or a clinic or elderly care assisted living, because they send they send nurses or assisted living caregivers to people's homes. And so, you know, when you have remote services, healthcare services like that, it's hard to also track your staff to understand, you know, where, when they got there, where were they? You know, they didn't go to the mall and smoke a cigarette for 2 hours. They were actually there. And so our activity tracker app helps, you know, caregiver and assisted living services manage their staff and manage the activities they performed. So any three of these customer segments is what we focus on. So elderly assisted living caregiver services, hospitals, large-scale hospitals to manage internal operations in the intake center, and even smaller clinics, you know, even dentist clinics. You know, if you go to the dentist, you want to have a little bit of automation and a little bit of digitization to help your patient, you know, understand why they're there, understand how to communicate their pain points with the service providers, so that the transfer information can be faster and more reliable in that sense.
Do you see a potential of MedicPad being sold instead of to the facility themselves, to the municipality that would then distribute it?
Yes, so that is an option too. That's going on sort of the public health sector route.
Yeah.
You know, we focused a lot on the private health sector, and it's a little bit different when you're in a private doing business as.
Yeah.
But for public health sector, that's absolutely where we would want to be. You know, we would want to start working with the insurance providers, with the public health sector, so that these, you know, MedicPad can be a household name. You know, just like you have car insurance, you have life insurance, and you have MedicPad for your medical ecosystem, you know, because we connect all the dots. We connect the nurses, we connect the hospitals, we connect the patients, and it can be sort of like, you know, MedicPad is what you use to communicate with your doctors and book appointments, you know, manage your healthcare services at a city level.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
And what are the successes or the milestones that you have so far with MedicPad?
Yeah, we actually have achieved traction very fast. So, you know, because I come from the engineering, long, you know, 20 years of full stack engineering development, we can produce the apps very quickly because I build them myself. We don't rely on any outsourced development shop or, you know, because sometimes that can really delay your go-to-market if you don't have the product ready. So we're able to implement feedback and release new updates, you know, almost weekly. So that's helped us a lot become market ready right at the market time for the market fit and all that stuff. But also on the financial side of our company, we raised our first angel round last year. And then this grew us from, you know, myself as co-founder into three co-founders. Then we brought in a fourth co-founder who comes from the healthcare industry. So she's our subject matter expert. Our two initial co-founders come from very successful large businesses. So they know how to scale up, you know, hire people, maintain large sales, employee resource bases, like 100 employee companies. And then we also got, we won through the Raiffeisen Bank. They have a startup program where where you can win funding. So we won 50,000 euro funding from Raiffeisen Bank last year as well. So with the angel round and the Raiffeisen Bank funding, we've almost raised about 100,000 euros. And now obviously with HealthInc, you know, this is our next, going into the acceleration phase. So, you know, we were able to, you know, build it for a year and a half, almost 2 years. And now with the HealthInc acceleration, I think it's really going to, you know, put us on the runway and, you know, get ready to take this plane up into the air.
Okay, great. So you've obviously mentioned before how MedicPad can take off the workload from nurses. With regards to the current situation with the outbreak from coronavirus, could you maybe deep dive into it a little bit more, how it works?
Yeah, so it goes a lot on sort of the topics I've covered. You know, being in the intake center, we've all seen on the news and in videos on YouTube and all this stuff how crowded the hospitals in China are right now, because mm-hmm. everybody's freaking out, everybody's trying to reach the hospital, and then when you get there, it's even worse. Mm-hmm. You know, you probably were better staying at home, because those hospitals, they're not made to handle that amount of people, especially in a virus outbreak situation. You're going up like 100 times the regular volume of a hospital that is, you know, they're built to maintain, not built to manage, you know, an outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've seen, you know, they're building new hospitals in like 7 days now because there's so many people. And so that's the idea of, you know, of our MedicPad clinic and our MedicPad activity tracker and all that is to, we're not going to solve the problem, but we're going to try to make the workload of the nurses, you know, doing testing, giving IVs, you know, even managing the trash that comes out of the hospital could be part of the activity tracker, because it doesn't have to be just for nurses. It could be for all the operational staff of a hospital. You know, we have security guards. We have, you know, the cleaning crew. We have the disinfectant crew. We have all these crews, and each one could be using the activity tracker with their specific set of tasks. And so you know when there's a bottleneck now in your operations because the trash isn't being taken out, you know, the rooms aren't being disinfected because those nurses are so busy doing paperwork that instead of doing paperwork, they could just be tapping buttons, scanning codes, mm-hmm. and saving. You can imagine how many minutes are saved mm-hmm. if you have, you know, 6,000 nurses across, you know, 5 or 6 hospitals in the city in an outbreak region. That's, I mean, you're never gonna succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So any little minute that we can save with our applications, with self-service kiosks,
it's worth it.
Is gonna save lives.
Mm.
So because people are gonna be able to be treated faster, and the staff are gonna be able to operate more efficiently.
And what do hospitals and medical centers need to do to, let's say, implement the system?
Give us a call. So yeah, I mean, they can, you know, we have medicpad.com
uh-huh.
is our online presence. We have all of our, you know, videos and product overviews and everything on our site. We're on social media. So it should be pretty straightforward on how to reach us. You know, we via email, via phone call, and we're happy to basically set up a demo, you know, with the stakeholders, with the finance team, because this is all basically about money and resources, budget and resources. That's where we're solving,
mm-hmm.
Providing the value is in budget and resource management for, you know, CFOs and directors. So if this is something that, you know, the hospitals are willing to look at, we're willing to do a demo and do a free pilot trial.
Mm-hmm.
We do 30-day trials to prove the ROI, and then if everything is good, we can deliver the application on-prem or on cloud.
Great. So how do you visualize the result that once the application is implemented, what are the results?
So it depends on who you talk to. You know, the value chain is totally different, depending on who, you know, the users might be nurses, but our customers is the CFO.
Mm-hmm.
So depends on who you ask. But basically for nurses, you know, we try to gamify their daily activities. We try to give them incentives, you know, like who's the coolest nurse on staff, that sort of thing. Inside the app, we have a, you know, eventually we want to build like a communication channel, sort of like their own WhatsApp group. You
mm-hmm.
know, as you can see in China, everybody's talking on WeChat now. All the doctors and stuff
yeah.
have groups on WeChat.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea would be to have, you know, the MedicPad communication network, and even for emergency alerts, if they're working on a patient and that person goes into cardiac arrest, they can notify the other nurses in the area. So we're trying to build a tool not just for management to, you know, Big Brother monitor their people, but also for the nurses to be able to take gratification in what they do best, which is deliver care and help people. And, you know, we all know that nurses don't make a lot of money, but they spend their whole lives trying to help people. And it's all about gratification. It's all about incentives, like, you know, justifying their work and their dedication. And so we're trying to put some of those motivation factors into a gamification platform for the nurses. So that's what I'm just giving an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each one of our apps has a different sort of value proposition based on the use, based on the needs, And that's why we have so many apps, because not every hospital needs all the apps. We come in, we analyze their biggest problems, and then we offer like an a la carte solution. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, you know, you probably are okay in the intake center, so we don't need to offer you clinic, right? But we'll offer you the nurse activity because you're pretty weak there. You're still working on paper, and I can see that's where you're either not fully taking advantage of the resources, the right. capacity planning, right. right? And so we give you different components based on the problems you have as an operation.
And how do you see MedicPad helping out in, say, future virus outbreak?
Well, as you can imagine, you know, right now, out of the gate, we're doing process optimization and digitization, but this is all based on data. Mm-hmm. So eventually, we're going to have a lot of data sitting under MedicPad. You know, a lot of operational data, a lot of patient data, a lot of medication data. And eventually we can really get into, we have two other products behind the scenes that I haven't, released yet. They're ready, but they're coming later. One is a risk management platform, and one is a bed management platform, with a full, analytics insight dashboard, executive insights dashboard. So now I can do, large scale, risk management. I can do risk forecasting. I can do audit assessment on the potential risks for certain, operations. Like, what are your risks to run out of, efficient nurses in the next 30 days? What are my risks for not having a heart surgeon here in April? Because trending, we've had a lot of, heart operations. I'm just giving random examples. But it's like forecasting, predictive and analytics. And those sort of things, once we build an ecosystem and we start pulling data, it's building a whole analytics engine on top of that to be able to forecast and prevent these sort of bottlenecks in the system.
Mm-hmm. Great. So because you have mentioned data, I have to ask, how secure is it?
So like I said, we use the cloud. We use Microsoft Cloud and Amazon Cloud. So by default, we depend on their security layers. In addition, we have, we're using Microsoft tools, we're using Android, which isn't as secure as iOS. Mm-hmm. That's why most of our apps were released on iOS, because it's a little bit more secure platform. But we don't build anything ourselves. It's all basically relying on the platforms that already have their own security layers. So in the case of data, like GDPR, we are a European company and GDPR and medical information is very sensitive. That's why we offer the on-prem solution. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to put patient data in the cloud, mm-hmm. Because even Microsoft and Amazon can get hacked.
Yeah.
But if it's on-prem in a server in the hospital server room, it's their own data behind their own firewalls, behind their own IT security policy. We don't have access to it. I have to go in there, sign in just like anybody else to get access to the yeah. server. And so that's our preferred implementation route, uh-huh. is an on-prem installation, private, closed on-prem network, where they have control over their data. So we don't see it unless they give us access.
So in a few words, they take care of their own data.
They take care of their own data. They take care of their own server. The server, they're just buying a license from us, a software license to run the application on their hardware inside their network.
Great. Right. Do you have any other questions? I think we're good here.
Cool.
You want to add something else?
Let's eat.
That's it.
Okay.